Right. I'll stand over here. Okay, thanks, Drew. I've got a piece of paper. It's a bit controversial. I've got nothing to show you, so I could do a dance. I'm Hannah. I'm a primary school teacher here in Leicester. I've never been to a teach meet before. It's Drew's fault I'm here. Adventures in e-twinning. What is e-twinning? E-twinning is a community for schools in Europe. It's supported by the British Council, which is organises educational opportunities and developing cultural relations with other countries. E-twinning is one way to facilitate collaboration between teachers in different countries across Europe using ICT, the internet. It's a multilingual platform, so whichever country you're in, it operates in your own language. There's over 100,000 teachers in Europe currently signed up to e-twinning. There's over 10,000 in the UK. For your pupils, what it does is it gives them, for language learning, a native speaker audience so that they're writing for a purpose. It gives them a real audience. It widens their focus so that they look up from their desks and notice what's going on around them. And it gives you an opportunity to celebrate different cultures. I do little projects. They're not very impressive at all. And I always link it to the topic work that we're doing in school. So it's not a bolt-on, it's integral to whatever we're doing. In history, we did a project with Poland, Italy and France looking at the influence of World War II on our families. We used PowerPoints, photos. Everyone had to interview their grandparents, go to a site linked to World War II, then share what they'd learned. That was fascinating. Design technology, cooking. We shared recipes. We then cooked it and ate it. What's not to love? Science. We grew plants, and I had year seven children making a photo story, giving instructions in French to their colleagues in France about how they should plant these seeds and how they should grow. French at the moment, we're doing a series of live flash meetings. We're playing Simon Says live online, which the kids are absolutely loving. Sharing stories where the French school reads a page of The Hungry Caterpillar in French and we read it back to them in English. We're just setting up a PE project about the Olympics where the children are creating their own Olympic sports that they can do in the classroom, and then we'll be playing those and linking up every couple of weeks to do a results score. Don't tell anyone, but I use paper sometimes and send actual letters and parcels, and I know this isn't the forum to talk about things like that. My projects are small scale. There are e-twinning giants out there who do amazing things. A Eurovision Song Contest involving, was it about 30 countries across Europe? Rube Goldberg machines being made across Europe. It's a compelling case for using ICT to bring people closer together and share the joy. 2 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. E-twinning is